This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We're going where eagles dare. We're into D.C. to challenge a fraudulent election. They staged the false flag. Doesn't matter to us. We just keep fighting. And remember, I'm not your little gloveless minion. I'm fighting back. All right. Patrick Byrne, thank you so much. Former Overstock CEO. You got 5 minutes left to finish up your great points. I'm simpatico with you. I totally agree with you. But how do we manifest not having our people sucked into violence this weekend and next week?
That's a great question. You know, somebody's weird. When I was just about to leave D.C., a militia man sought me out and found me. And I had a very unsettling conversation with him. He said, you need to know, Patrick, that there this sounds crazy to me, and I hope this isn't true. But he said, Patrick, do you know there are tens of thousands or maybe more people around this country that we will do whatever you say. When you say give the word for war, we're ready to come. And I said, holy Christ, if you want to do something for me, do not go violent. If you go violent, they're going to, that will guarantee.
Oh, I know. They asked me too. They're looking for someone to tell them to do it. And no, we're not doing that.
No. But I would, you know, I think that I want us to keep fighting this, and maybe we can change the outcome by Tuesday if Trump would do just this one thing. He could do that.
I agree. He should show leadership instead of being on defense.
If, God forbid, this happens, then what we do is we just adopt the exact same techniques they used, except over the last 4 years, but without burning buildings and police cars and stuff. We wear pins. We're perfectly polite, but get pins that say, not my president. And, you know, and we can practice civil disobedience too, nonviolent civil disobedience. And we let
don't wear the mask. Out. Don't go along with them. There's a thousand things we can do.
There's that express you have not bought in. Do not let them under any circumstance make you normalize that. Yes, you believe Biden was the legitimate elected president. Nancy Pelosi did it to our side for 4 years. We can do it to them. We will just always maintain civil disobedience as soon as we do not believe Joe Biden won fairly. And, you know, in 2 years, if we hold that out for 2 years, I think there's going to be, oh, the other thing is you have to. This is what everybody has to spend the next 2 years doing. Election integrity. Volunteer in your local precincts. Learn how the system works. Demand integrity, at the local level, get this fixed. In 2 years, you will win in a landslide like you've never seen.
Because we're not violent, we win in a landslide. We expose the COVID exaggeration. We expose the COVID industrial complex. You know, we expose that fraud as well, because that's a key control grid.
Yeah, and, you know, there's still some hope that the Supreme Court, when this gets to the Supreme Court, there have been such wussies. You know, the Supreme Court betrayed us once terribly when Roosevelt FDR threatened to stack the Supreme Court and they bowed in 1937. But they have a chance if they have to come forward after this whole mess and to see this as a civil rights violation. When there's this much slop in the election, every fake vote cancels the legitimate vote of one legitimate voter. So you can't have this kind of voter suppression. This is mass voter suppression by allowing there to
be. No, you're right. They want to discredit resistance to election fraud and say it's all terrorists and basically outlaw it as all these legislatures pick up the task of saying what happened here was illegal, which it was.
Yes, and we do not, and so we go without being violent. We would refuse to accept that. It will end up in courts, and the courts, which remember Trump did a good thing here, the courts, the federal courts are going to say that's an insane infringement upon free speech to be trying to outlaw a political position like that. We have to be careful about election fraud. So these are the kind of tactics we're going to, exactly. One is a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws. Read letter from a Birmingham jail from King. I get all for Clem. So we have options, but those options do not include going violent. If you do that, we lose.
And I agree. And you point out, it's on Drudge Report. China is celebrating they run this. They're celebrating a victory. Say to Americans, when you're poor under Biden, Remember, Trump tried to give you prosperity. The globalists did it. Just talk about the Chi-Com takeover, how they suppress their own people, and how big tech's involved. Patrick Byrne, thank you so much.
Take care, Alex. Thank you.
3, 2, 1.
Back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines. It was clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock. 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available in this 1 minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills, they taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com, pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I covered it at the start of the show. The video is now posted at band.video. Band.video. Exclusive. Giuliani believes Trump himself and Don Jr. indicted in D.C. That is from a well-known individual I talked to this morning who's never given me bad info, who talked to Giuliani. Now, maybe they're holding it over Trump's head to make him resign. You notice Trump has left D.C. This is a big deal. That's when I hosted part of the new weekday morning show, American Journal, with Harrison Smith, American Journal, 8 a.m., weekday mornings, Infowars.com, and Newswars.com. Ali Alexander is getting on his Skype right now. We're getting him on in a minute or two. I wanted to talk about him because you see these headlines. Wall Street Journal retracts claim. The Epoch Times reports, thank you, Epoch Times, that Alex Jones encouraged Capitol storming. Why the hell would I want to do that and destroy myself in America and Trump's? It's like saying, why would I shoot myself in the head? And I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of tweets calling for my arrest. We're talking hundreds of articles saying, arrest Jones. He sent people to storm the Capitol. I had a bunch of pro-Trump rallies. This was our greatest rally, almost 1 million people or more. And I get there, and a small group of people, Antifa and some other paramilitary group, bust through, the police stand down, it all happens. So, Wall Street Journal retracts claim that Alex Jones encouraged building storming. And then Ali Alexander. Love Ali, hate Ali. He's a hardworking guy that gets these rallies going and fought the steal around the country. Stop the steal organizer, Ali Alexander, in hiding after denying blame for the Capitol. That's the Daily Beast. Ali had all of his social media, Twitter, Facebook, his email, his websites, all taken. He has no voice. He was marching with us. After Trump asked us to lead the march, we got there after a huge crowd was already there. Violence already happened. He tried to calm the crowd down, tried to stop it. Most of the crowd was totally peaceful. So when they say, oh, Ali Alexander is in hiding. Ali Alexander ran this. He's not. He's been deplatformed. And that's what they do. If they could ever shut me down completely where I have no voice anywhere, they would say Jones is in hiding. That's a lie. I could be dead at the bottom of the ocean. I could be in a supermax prison. They would say that. So that's where we are as a culture. That's where we are as a society. We're going to get him on the line. And then we've got Joel Skousen and others joining us here today. But I want to air this report that's already a few days old, but it's so powerful, by Greg Reese. And it really tells it all. Proof, clip 6, Capitol building riot was started by false flag. And this is at band.video. And the system hopes all day and all night that you don't get this information and you don't get it out. But all I ask listeners now at this key crossroads is that you understand we're under attack. We're fighting harder than ever to stay on air. And we were built for this moment with the information we're covering. So please, your email list, your text message list, your Facebook, your Twitter, so what, they're going to ban you anyways. Your word of mouth. Tell folks about banned.video. Tell folks about InfoWars.com. Be proud of it and say, it predicted it. That's why it was banned first. Now the president's banned. Now the president's losing his banking. Now the president's lost his email. Because if they can get Alex Jones, then they can get the president, and then they can get everybody. And that's the point we've reached in this civilization. This is, as Tucker Carlson said last night, if he couldn't get any better, he hit it last night. I watched it early this morning. I woke up at 5 a.m. because I was with my children last night when Tucker was on. So I didn't watch TV last night, but I watched this morning at 5 a.m. drinking coffee when it was still dark outside. He said, if you're not getting chills and the hair on your arms isn't standing up, you're crazy. If you read this in a history book, this would be Nazi Germany. I mean, our Soviet Union. I mean, this would win the Kentucky Derby. If you had horses and the tyrant wins, imagine the top horse is named Tyrant. This is the Triple Crown winner. This doesn't just win the Kentucky Derby. It won the other two big races. I mean, this is the big one. This is the Mac Daddy. This is the big kahuna. I mean, this is, from every stitch of its garment, every cell of its body, the most evil, focused, demonic force the planet's ever seen. Here's Greg Reese's report. It's at band.video. Proof D.C. Capitol riot was staged, false flag.
When the CCP, who openly runs death camps, slave labor factories, and earns billions of dollars each year harvesting their organs, attempts to overthrow your country, what exactly are you supposed to do? The grotesque vassals of the CCP occupying the highest levels of our government would have you believe that you should bleed out and die. On January 6, 2021, millions of great Americans were betrayed by their government. They came from all over the country to defend fair elections in America and rightfully demand justice under the laws of the Constitution. It would be the most historical protest in American history. Well over a million Americans gathered at the Capitol to demand that Congress not certify the election in light of overwhelming evidence of election fraud. After all their betrayals, the average American still believed in the democratic process. They believed in the First Amendment, and they came to exercise that right. At the end of President Trump's speech, he announced that we are going to the Capitol to give our elected officials the pride and boldness they need to do the right thing.
So we're going to walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. I love Pennsylvania Avenue. And we're going to the Capitol, and we're going to try and give, the Democrats are hopeless. They're never voting for anything. Not even one vote. But we're going to try and give our Republicans, the weak ones, because the strong ones don't need any of our help. We're going to try and give them the kind of pride and boldness that they need to take back our country. So let's walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. I want to thank you all. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you all for being here. This is incredible. Thank you very much.
But it was this righteousness that blinded us from the enemy's deceit. Capitol Police opened the gates and ushered in the crowd. Photo ops were directed inside. BLM activist John Sullivan, who was arrested for organizing a violent riot in Utah, was inside the state capitol. Agent provocateurs were seen instigating violence, and the crowd tried stopping them. Many of us already knew that we'd been set up.
We're not Antifa! We're not the other! You're amazing! I love you! Let's march around to the other side and see what they want!
Others gave in to mob mentality, and people died. A window leading into the House chamber was broken, And as Ashley Babbitt climbed through, she was shot without warning. After 14 years of serving her country, 35-year-old war veteran Ashley Babbitt was disgracefully killed. Vice President Pence praises Capitol Police. And after certifying the election, with Ashley Babbitt's blood still fresh on the floors, Pence receives a gold coin. Like Judas Iscariot, the betrayal is complete. The CCP and their global propaganda apparatus are trying to paint Ashley Babbitt as a terrorist.
Domestic terrorist.
They are trying to paint all patriots as terrorists. They are now coming for all of us. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. Our only options at this point is for Trump to act swiftly with the military or a revolution by the people. One way or the other, war is upon us. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Meghan McCain, daughter of the war criminal, is on The View, saying arrest anyone that protested the election and put them in Gitmo. Well, Ali Alexander is one of her main targets. Here's what she had to say.
Sorry, I can't. It's hard to...
That's all right.
I just think we need to treat domestic terrorists the way we do actual terrorists. I think we need to consider all right. the possibilities. I'm not against sending these people to Gitmo, and that may sound extreme. These are domestic terrorists who attacked our own republic. They should be treated the same way we treat Al-Qaeda.
It's her father that famously funded Al-Qaeda, was photographed at the heads of them in Al-Nusra in Syria just 5 years ago. Her father is now in hell. But Ali Alexander joins us. He's ready for Gitmo in his orange jumpsuit right now. Mainstream media is saying he's hiding, but he's been deplatformed everywhere. He's not hiding. He's got few venues to speak out. He was there with me, the thought criminal that led the violent assault. He was there with me on the board saying, don't assault, stop, stop, to the small minority of the hundreds of thousands, the few hundred that went in. Ali, you're not hiding like the Daily Beast and Newsweek and CNN are saying. No, you're here on air. This is incredible. It's how they ban you, they deplatform you, they steal your identity, and then lie in your name. You're not scared, though you are in your orange jumpsuit, ready to eat dog food at Camp Gitmo.
Yeah, well, you know, Alex, I'm not in hiding, but, you know, for my own protection, because of the tens of thousands of people that the media has inspired to issue me death threats and fatwas and call for my public execution. I am at an undisclosed location. I've had to travel by unconventional means. Look, I've done well in my career, but I don't.
So you were put on a no-fly list?
No, I don't know. I just decided that I was not going to use my plane ticket outside of.
So that's why they're mad. That they're saying they're trying to arrest you right now.
I have no knowledge that they're trying to arrest me. I will make myself available to anyone who wants to talk to me in our government. But look, I have nothing really to say. Everything that I know is public. Thankfully, it was reported by your crew. And the timestamps are actually going to condemn a lot of our government. When everything comes out that you and I know.
I remember you telling me, tell everybody to be peaceful. I'm like, of course we're peaceful. But you were the one telling me to say that.
Yeah, I mean, look, the fact is that you and I were escorted out by Secret Service in order to leave the overflow from our event with the president to the U.S. Capitol peacefully. What you and I did not know is that there were tens of thousands of people who did not attend a Stop the Steal rally and did not attend the Save America March rally, that attended none of our events that were all...
That had their own agenda.
Right. And so, look, a lot of people got caught up in the moments. You and I then started proceeding down Pennsylvania Avenue. We stopped at Freedom Plaza. We addressed a crowd for about 10 minutes. And what we know now is that that was by the grace of God. Because if you and I had just marched, we would have been in the front line on the U.S. Capitol, and we would have been blamed.
And we have the videos of Antifa and this other paramilitary group on their phones with watches going, go, 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 to time it right when we got there. But thank God we stopped and gave a speech.
Yeah, I believe that forces within our government coordinated with the paramilitary arm of the Democrat Party to have disgusting events inside the U.S. Capitol. And not everybody was discussing who entered the U.S. Capitol. I want to be very clear, okay?
No, the vast majority stayed within the velvet ropes.
Right. And this is what I like to tell people, is if the mob was coming to perform an insurrection then they would have breached the U.S. House floor. What we know is that only Jake, that weird Q shaman, and who, by the way, a lot of people don't know this. Here's an exclusive. Jake actually protested, counter-protested the Last Stop the Steal rally in Arizona. So Jake actually has attacked Stop the Steal in Arizona. He's attended our rallies before, and then when he wasn't allowed to speak, he protested us. So a lot of people need to understand, I've got all the proof.
And then we've got John Sullivan, an admitted Antifa, saying, I dressed up and let 100 Antifa to stage it, and they're all wearing black. They won't wear our multicolors like you're wearing orange.
Yeah, the American.
I mean, I'm fat, so I wear black, but almost all Trump supporters wear bright colors for whatever reason.
Yeah, well, look at me. Orange man good, or orange man was good. But the fact is that you and I jeopardized our own safety, and we ushered about 15,000 people from the front of the U.S. Capitol to the back of the U.S.
That's
Capitol.
That's what Harrison Smith said yesterday. He said Pelosi ought to thank us if she was so scared, because we literally got them to stop going in.
Yeah, and you and I, we really risked our own safety. And you and I have it on recording that we approached the U.S. Capitol Police three different times, told them who we were.
Oh, right. We went three levels up and got a commander's agreement that we should go up. But I wasn't dumb. I wasn't going up there without their permission in the middle of a riot.
Yeah, so what I want to tell the media is that you guys don't know what you're doing, because Alex and I have all of the proof. It's all on video. Not only will we be vindicated, we are heroes of this event, that we chilled a lot of people from going in. Like, I want to revisit what I was saying, is that if there was an insurrection happening, then thousands or hundreds would have poured onto the House floor. What happened is a lot of patriots got caught up by the police escorting them in, or the door already being open, and then they think, oh, we're going to yell in the rotunda. And then
video of patriots beating up Antifa trying to breach. We have patriots fighting with the cops against Antifa. We have hours of video.
Yeah, so the good news is that, you know, you've got an entire team that is countering the narrative, but eventually we're going to put together, your team and my team, a great video that shows everything in chronological order with the timestamp, with my text messages that I was getting from actual intelligence, and I'm relaying that directly to you. I mean, Alex, you are a great guy. As soon as you and I found out that people were beating the police, we took off running, hoping to de-escalate. The Trump campaign then texted me and says, you guys need to get there to de-escalate. And I said, we are going to de-escalate. And if we can't de-escalate, we'll leave so that other
people... And then you told me, Trump's not coming once we got there. And I climbed up on top of that pile of chairs and tried to stop it. Why would we not want Trump there? Why would we want this? And it's not we're trying not to get indicted. It's a total fraud. The left did this. They are such dirty bastards, man.
They're dirty bastards, and there's crooked cops in this. And so I applaud the House Democrats who feel like their safety is in danger, and they're not in on this hoax. So they're calling for investigations into the U.S. Capitol Police. And I will make myself available to anybody.
I was about to say, I don't want to be demonized in these Senate and House hearings. I want to be called. I want to expose what happened. I will not sit there and watch them claim I did this when I did the opposite.
Yeah, there's no text message that I received during that period that I don't intend to make public. None. There's nothing to hide. There's no information to hide. And, you know, unfortunately, they can't get the president on this, so they want to get you and me. And I'm going to tell you, they're not getting my scalp on this. I'm not going to die on this.
Well, exactly. Here's the deal. They staged this. They know they've been caught, and they're scared. It was meant to be much worse, but thank God the Patriots didn't go along with them.
Thank God. I mean, it's really by the grace of God, because our government was against us, our opponents were against us, and now parts of our own side are too cowardly to take the moment and consider, is the media lying about these events? But we have the timestamps, Alex, and they're not all out there. What's out there already vindicates us, but we're going to put more out.
Yeah, we're dumping all the raw footage tonight at Band.Video. Ollie, you're not hiding. You've been deplatformed everywhere. Come back tomorrow and join us. Talk about what you've gone through. Banned everywhere. You're not hiding. We're trying to suppress you. Thank you so much.
TheResistance.Video. 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 Infowars.com. NewsWars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link. TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Gentlemen, I am Alex Jones. I've been on air 27 years. I don't usually use my full name, but I'm Alexander Emmerich Jones. This feels like an official day, something we ought to be putting on our tuxedos for. I have never seen the Republican so much crisis. I have never seen the globalists moving like this. And I've never had more intel. I talked to cabinet-level people this morning. I made three phone calls called Trump lawyers, confirmed it. Giuliani's telling Trump and Don Jr. that they have been indicted in the District of Columbia. Now, Giuliani thinks they're holding it to see if he resigns, but that is directly with household names that talk to Giuliani. Then I call Giuliani's, I'm going to leave it at that. let's just say, somebody very close to Giuliani. And they confirmed it. I've been on air. I had a call from one of the individuals earlier, called them back. They didn't answer. They talked to the president. Trump is in Texas to tout his successes and the rest of it. But ladies and gentlemen, look at these articles out of Yahoo News. This is the top of Yahoo. Pence's chief of staff denied entry into White House. Trump blames me. I was sent intel by Pentagon patriots an hour ago. Show the footage. They didn't tell me what to do with it. They said, here's the footage of Pence arriving at the West Wing. Go ahead and roll that footage, guys. I'll send it to you. So I told you, once they cut Trump off, they do a 25th Amendment because they're planning riots and Q-generated terrorism they claim Trump's running this weekend. That's why Trump's declared a civil emergency secretly nationwide, publicly in D.C., martial law. Again, I was told, everybody always drops names, the highest level of the U.S. Army under Trump, on Sunday, I'm on record, that five governor's mansions have been attacked and that all sorts of violence has happened that's being covered up because they want the governors to turn against Republicans and join Biden in martial law for gun confiscation. Former Marine Corps aviator and officer, one of the top experts on the New World Order, led up the conservative coalition, is Joel Skousen of worldaffairsbrief.com, editor-in-chief. Joel, you've heard my basic briefing to you and the world. This is beyond insane. We've laid out the facts. What are we looking at right now in your expert view?
Well, we are looking like at an attempt to paint the Trump supporters as insurrectionists so that they can not only indict Trump for inciting insurrection, but to blackball the entire movement. You know, they've done this for years in the deep state. The Oklahoma City bombing was a deep state false flag operation using an army guy who they claimed was right wing, but he wasn't.
Chief dipped into Delta Force, shut up.
Yeah, so, you know, the only thing that we have to be very, very careful of is that the movement is being swamped with disinformation experts now. People telling them all kinds of things about, you know, military tribunals taking down the deep swamp and other things. And
they'll just say, Hugh is telling everybody, which is U.S. intelligence, the globalist side, the dark hats, they're telling them the storm is here, the victory's here, now's the time to attack. That's the opposite. Explain it to them.
Well, that's right. And it's, you know, we don't know who Q is. And he, you know, talks in cryptic sentences on the Internet. But I'm convinced that there's somebody else who perhaps General Flynn recognizes from her former days in the military, as well as General McInerney, who's talking to them and telling them that I'm a patriot. You know, there's a whole group in the White House or in the intelligence and military services that are going to defend Donald Trump and put him back in the White House. There's no other explanation for why General Flynn, in the face of all that we know about the deep state, would make a statement that there's a 100% chance that Donald Trump's going to win this, and he's not going to win it. And we know that already. It's even worse.
I can tell you, last Thursday when Trump made that speech, Flynn broke with him. And I'm going to leave it at that. But Flynn is not buying that Kool-Aid now.
Yeah, I wish you'd ask him if you have contact with him. Who was the contact? Who told him? Because it had to be somebody.
How about this? How about I just give you after the show his number?
Yeah, I'd appreciate that, and I could talk to him. But in any case, what I'm worried about is that the movement is inflamed, and when you're inflamed, you're subject to a lot of disinformation. And these people, you know, are going to lead them to do some rash things that are going to get the movement blackballed. It could be used to justify gun control.
Oh, this is Pied Piper leading the children into the river.
Yeah, indeed. And, you know, we have to be very careful. I can't tell you how many emails I get now per day asking me, people sending me a video and saying, is this true? And I look at it and it's just bogus. But what worries me is that people in a movement can't determine it for themselves or at least are not trying to think about what's going on here and how they're being misled. And so I think it's very, very crucial that people learn to think that, first of all, let me just lay out the evidence. First of all, one of the videos says that clear back when JFK was assassinated that a group of, you know, military intel people decided we're never going to let this happen again and that they're going to, you know, start to work undercover to drain the deep state. It never happened. It never existed. This is a lie. The deep state controlled military and U.S. intelligence ever since the JFK assassination. They've used it to cover up things. The NSA spies.
A bunch of my family was in that. Like they all told me it was pure evil, just like you're saying. They said the whole government's evil at the top, is what you're saying.
That's right. It is. That doesn't mean that there aren't guys on the white side within the FBI and the CIA and even the NSA who do the actual gathering of evidence. But everyone at the authority level is compromised.
At the executive decision level, they're Satanist.
As well, they're deep state at least. Now, I think only the very top level of people in the deep state know about the satanic connection and receive, you know, direct guidance, as happens in all conspiracies throughout history. It's very real. There's a lot of yes men in there. There's a lot of people who fear for their lives. There's a lot of people
exactly.
Who
they do it through fear.
Yes, and they use it. Remember, there's this promise of immunity. That's what drives the deep state, the promise that we will make all of your sins go away. You won't be prosecuted unless you do something stupid that we can't cover up, like Jeffrey Epstein. But even then, they may have, exited him. There was this eyewitness sighting at the New Mexico ranch that
Sure, he's probably alive.
You know, you can't put anything past these deep state people. They have the power to control coroners, to falsify death, to say it's a suicide when it's murder, or it's a, it just goes on and on. And
they're magicians of fraud, so we should expect that.
That's right. So this is a time to be very careful. Now, I want to point out one thing about the Malheur federal takeover of the Malheur refuge area. The mistake that those people made was allow anybody who claimed to be a patriot to come in there, and they ended up allowing about 8 FBI agent provocateurs to come in there to spy on them and other things. And we're going to have to, I think, be very careful in future rallies for the movement that we just don't allow anyone to come in, especially people with backpacks who will come in there with weapons and
gas
masks.
Well, anybody that starts to engage in violence has to be tackled.
That's right. But we're going to have to do our own disciplining, our own security at these rallies. I know it's hard to do, but I think it only takes about 2 dozen security-minded people trained to search out and look for the signs.
And I totally agree. If I'd have got there 30 minutes later with my 20 security guys, we would have stopped that.
Yeah. And so, you know, we have video now of the big long sticks that they were using to beat down police shields. Those were being handed out from inside the Capitol. It wasn't a policeman in there, but somebody from inside the Capitol was handing out these long rods for people to beat on the police with. So there's a lot of investigation that has to be done here. But what I worry about in this congressional mania about trying to indict Trump for starting an insurrection is that you can't have an honest investigation in Congress or by the FBI or the Department of Justice. It's just all controlled. They've covered up the JFK assassination. They covered up the 9/11 deep state, loading of the building with explosives. It just goes on. And that's why I'm as discouraged.
No, you're right. So I want to come back in the next 2 segments with you and try to shut up, give me the floor because you're a smart guy. What does Trump need to do? Because I can actually... I might even be able to talk to him. I have to try hard and call 100 times. Might get through to him. But I know some people that can talk to him. I know 3 people that are probably, one already talked to him today, with very limited messaging. What would you say to Trump? What can he do? Joel Scalzo at WorldOfFirstBrief.com, editor-in-chief there, is our guest. Really smart fellow. We respect his opinion. And InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And, hey, I don't feel sorry for myself. I'm with God. I'm with justice. I feel very fulfilled right now. World government's out in the open. Everything we said is happening. I'm not happy it's happening, but I know Jesus is real, and I know my ancestors were real, and they were good people, and I'm going to stand with God, and that's what matters. I don't fear who can kill my body, but he who can kill my soul. And so, but you better get yourself straight with God right now, folks, because this is pure evil versus good. All right, we'll be right back in just a few minutes with Joel Scalzo. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Is our guest, worldfirstbrief.com. He just asked me,
live,
he said, listen.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. He was just asking me, hey, are you part of this new video, or this is a deep fake of you? It's modern stuff that just happened last week. You have no beard, and it's you. And I said, no, I haven't seen it, but it's bad, folks. They have soundboards where they call people and hit these buttons of what I've said together to make sentences. That's been going on for 20 years. But now they've got Adobe came out a few years with it, where you can have a minute of somebody's voice, and then it can program a computer to fool voice print. And then Adobe pulled it off the market, but thousands were sold. And so, yeah, they've got me saying horrible things about black people, horrible things about Jews, horrible things about everybody. It's not me. But, Joel, you were talking about now we're going to see all those secret weapons rolled out. We're going to, because you were bringing this up to me.
That's right. I was concerned. You know, somebody sent me the video to attack me and saying, why are you on this guy's show? Because he's obviously, you know, doesn't have the moral values that you represent. And I said, well, that's not Alex Jones. He doesn't have a beard on. And I caught it immediately that this was a deep fake. But it was disturbing, and it's going to influence a lot of people. I'll send it to you at some time when I find it during the break so that you can analyze it. But we have to be prepared for all kinds of dirty tricks. It's, you know, when you look at what they did to Parlay, you know, and taking it off the not only the Google and Apple store, but then Amazon take it. You know, it's very difficult for a big organization running a Twitter-like feed to run, you know, it takes hundreds and hundreds of servers And there's only two or three or four companies that have the server capacity to run someone like that. So when you take them off the air, it becomes very difficult.
Well, exactly. Parler's taken off. Trump's losing his bank accounts. This is insanely dangerous.
And that's why they're moving to a digital currency, too. Once you get into everything is sold by credit cards and everything is done through a digital currency and there's no backup with cash, it's going to be very difficult to handle life when they shut down your account and say that you're an insurrectionist. And
I totally agree. But in the interest of truth, because I'm trying to scan my mind, I want to get into Trump and the world and martial law and all the rest of it. I'm a sinner. I've been through a lot of stress. In 27 years on air, probably 10 times I flipped out late at night when I was drinking or I was angry. One night my dog died. It had an aneurysm. Blood was spraying out of his face. I came up here after it died. I blew up on air and cussed and yelled. But there's nothing modern. I haven't done that in a long time. So if that's out there, I repent. Nobody's perfect except Jesus Christ. But no, I've not done anything in a long time like that. So that sounds like a deep fake or edits of something I've done together that are exaggerated. But Joel, moving on from Alex Jones, I don't control the currency. I don't control the markets. They're celebrating Xi Jinping crushing America. They're celebrating the takeover. They are celebrating what they're about to do. What would your advice be to President Trump in the, you know, less than 200 hours he's got left or whatever? What would you do if you were President Trump?
Well, that's hard to say. You know, I've always said as of a few weeks ago, right after the election, he needed to sequester the Dominion machines. He needed to sequester the ballots, not take possession, but make sure that they were guarded at the federal facilities so that they could be audited by independent non-state people. Now, Rand Paul made a major mistake in the Senate when he said, you know, this is a matter of states' rights. The elections are totally under the control of the states. But when there is fraud, and you're talking about a federal election, the federal government has the power, the president has the power to use emergency powers to intervene and at least sequester
because
those.
Because the two sides under a federalist system check each other.
That's right.
That's why the powers are there. The powers aren't illegitimate. If the public thinks they're right, then it's a political decision.
So there has to be a check and a balance against state fraud, and the courts are not acting as that check and a balance, and so the federal government has the power, I think, to go in, not to take over, but to sequester them so that they cannot be, damaged. For example, there's video of a truck moving into the Fulton warehouse where all the phony ballots are and hauling away ballot boxes. And I think they're hauling away the ones that were.
Oh, they have the USPS drivers that they open it up and it's all perfectly crisp, Scantron printed ballots out from another state, totally proof.
That's right. Now, I don't think there really is anything that Trump can do because he's been totally paralyzed by this false flag operation at the Capitol. And as I've said on your show before, you know, unfortunately, there were a lot of Trump people that got caught up in the moment and started entering the Capitol floor and entering and doing things. But they were led by agent provocateurs, and those provocateurs got away. If any of them were arrested, they will have been released by now. We'll never know.
I totally agree. Trump, and we'll hold you over a little bit, Trump is paralyzed by the false flag unless he repudiates the false flag. We're not going to lie to the audience. What about this augmented reality Q force that I've now talked to people in the White House are really worried about? They're saying go out and attack the Capitals. I had this from the FBI and Capitol Police on Sunday. It's now confirmed today that they are Q is telling people to attack all these Capitals. That is so obviously a setup.
That's right. And I think that Trump has to cancel any rallies on January 20th or anyone else. Keep people away from the Capitol. They're just going to make things worse by infiltration. And so he's really just got to go graciously out of office. And while we regroup and try to fight this, and as I say, the big thing is if we're ever going to regain any liberty in this country, we've got to have a larger majority than what we have. We have an 80 million minority, and it's not enough to outvote with voting fraud unless we get a lot more
votes.
We have
to explain that. That's what you write about. It's what you do. Strategic relocation. The books we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. It's about culturally, historically, physically coming out of Babylon. We have to physically remove ourselves. That's the only power we have.
That's right. We have to prepare at the same time that we fight this battle, at the same time we try to keep waking people up. And the issue has to be conspiracy. You have to talk about the conspiracy of election fraud, the conspiracy to dig Donald Trump, the conspiracy of false flag operations. You know, that's how I tell whether someone's been deep state. Were they involved in the cover-up of the JFK assassination? Were they involved in the cover-up of TW-800 or Oklahoma City bombing?
Because it's a lineage. They just keep rewarding themselves.
That's right, and they keep covering for themselves. I mean, you look at Brett Kavanaugh, who was part of the deep state and covering up for the Vince Foster murder, and they feed his name to Donald Trump. He won't be a reliable conservative. You know, he's not going to be as obvious as John Roberts. But we've got to really wake up our people to the sophistication of what we're dealing with and how we have to be a lot smarter. You know, you say nobody's perfect, but I'll tell you, Alex, we've got to be a lot more perfect than we are. We've got to get healthy so that we're not subject to these pandemics, which are going to continue to be
man-made. We've got to have strategy sessions for everybody to debate how we pull ourselves out of this and get our families involved. Because I've looked at this from every angle. And you told me 10 years ago, Jones, you can't fix this. It's biblical. You're going to have a – and I agree with you now. I thought we could fix it. We have got to pull out. The only thing to do is build our own communities now. It's got to happen now. We cannot wait.
That's right, and that's what strategic relocation is all about, getting to conservative-based, safe places, because these places are going to grow during the next war. When there's a nuclear attack on U.S. military targets preceded by an EMP strike, there's going to be mass social unrest in all the major cities, and the good people are going to flee. The good people are going to come to areas that I talk about in strategic relocation that are conservative-based, where we can have new majorities in order to build
those
majorities.
Tell me right now the best place for me to move that has telecommunications for us to move. Where should I move?
Wow. There is no.
I'm ready to do it. I mean, I realize I can't wait anymore. Every cell tells me get out of Austin.
Yeah. You have to get out of Austin. There are safer places in Texas where you can still operate, but I really think the Intermountain West is the safest place long term.
So where's the sweet spot in the Intermountain West? I almost don't want to say the name, but if you had to live anywhere for what I'm trying to do and run a telecommunications operation, where's the sweet spot in the Intermountain West?
Well, I'll have to think about that, Alex, because
give
your
me the
situation.
Top five. Give me a few good ones.
Well, I would say they would be in the Boise area or in northern Idaho or in Utah County or in St. George, Utah, the southernmost city, which is, kind of a warm climate area for the thing. But those are the areas that have the technology, that they have the base, they have the people base. They're in safe areas that won't get shut down, pretty good legal systems. You have to stay away from Arizona, Colorado, because they're going to be blue states. And even Texas, I believe, is going to be a blue state within the next election or so.
I agree. All right.
A lot of Californians are moving into Texas, which is unfortunate. They're going to bring their liberal attitudes with them.
All right. Trump's set to speak. We'll do five more minutes with Joel Skousen on the other side, and then we'll have Trump take over. And we'll talk about if Trump customarily is 10, 15 minutes late, we'll get Joel Skousen's take on what Biden's going to do. I just am so sick. But, you know, we killed all those babies, folks. We joined Satan. I mean, not all of us did consciously, but we let it happen. So we're about to be judged, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake. God gives us free will. Satan does not, by the way. And so we have free will to join Satan, and we did it. And now we are about to get really screwed over. I appreciate all your financial support. We got storable foods. Prices go up in just a few days. InfoWarsStore.com. PrayerWithAlex.com and a lot of great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. And get a t-shirt, get a book. I don't know if they'll be here next week. Seriously. I never lie to you folks. I mean, it's bad. They're breathing down our neck, okay? We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.